It's time for the sports show for guys who know sports.
Texarkana's longest running sports talk program.
Leaving the Yard with Chuck Zack
on 107.9 The Fan
and ESPN 105.9.
Well, well, well. Welcome to Leaving the Yard. Life is grand.
Life is grand.
Oh, my gosh.
It is grand, I tell you.
You got to be kidding me.
Oh, man.
So here's our thing today, boys and girls. By the way, Tyler Huff in here.
Yes, sir.
Awesome seeing you.
You as well. You as well.
Bringer of good news that you are.
Hey, could have brought it a little earlier had it on, but, you know.
That's why I like working with some folks.
Wish I would have known, man. It helped you out a little bit, bud.
Yeah. So we got a dilemma here, boys and girls. I do.
Yeah, you do for sure.
So we were going to start this segment talking about high school baseball playoffs.
Correct.
Because we got a snoot full. That's seven games.
Wow.
With the locals. Eight, I guess, if I go to Queen City. I think they're playing someplace. Okay. I think gotcha. They've qualified for something. So yesterday, we were living under the impression that I could go to Tyler tomorrow and do Texas High's game one of their playoff series with Porter, New Caney Porter.
New Caney Porter, yeah.
Why would that work? Well, because Liberty Isla, who I do their games for,
right,
wouldn't play until Thursday.
Correct.
And then Friday.
Correct.
So I was going to do game one for Texas High, turn around tomorrow, do game two, or excuse me, do Thursday, do game one for Liberty Isla and Hooks.
Correct.
Go down to Tyler on Friday, knock out Liberty Isla's stuff.
Game two.
And if I'm still in there and we got Texas, then I'd scoot across town to do the other game.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All messed up.
Oh, you know what? The best laid plans of mice and men.
All messed up. Raining on your parade, man.
Well, it rains a problem. You're right about that.
It's raining.
I didn't have
parade.
A parade. I learned already. I have a circus. I got clowns, but I don't have any parades.
Yeah, that's true.
So anyway, Liberty Isla apparently has today decided to change their game.
Moving on up.
From Thursday to Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
I found that out. Normally, I don't really have my phone with me during the day.
Right,
because I'm down in a dungeon at work anyway, and I can't really get a signal. Yeah. So I sat down just a few minutes ago before I'm ready to go here and checked one thing that I normally don't check, which was Facebook Messenger when somebody other – the Liberty Isla moms who are – I've said awesome. This before.
Yeah, they're great.
Are phenomenal. They carry me through a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
Well – they delivered the bad news. They actually sent it to me around noon, apparently.
Gotcha. So but you I got it about when I did.
But I didn't see it.
Right.
Until just now.
Yeah.
Now I don't know where I'm going to be tomorrow, to be honest with you. And I was starting this whole thing telling you what I was just saying. This is our schedule. We're going to be good to go. Now I honestly don't know where I'm going to be tomorrow. Hmm. You know, normally I'm doing Liberty Isla stuff.
Yeah.
That's always the plan.
Right.
Now I'm going to have to figure out and sort through because we've got board ops coming for tomorrow for Texas High.
Game,
well, not for the other one.
Right. Just one, yeah. Thursday's
and
game.
Our normal Texas High guy is out of town, wow. So he can't do the game.
It's all messed up.
Early warning. Early warning would be helpful.
It would
the
be.
Leopards coming in 11th hour on this. Everybody else had changed their stuff knowing – we got weather probably Thursday, Friday. PG moved theirs to Wednesday, game one and two.
And I remember you even talking about on the broadcast the other day, somebody was probably going to play Wednesday.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
so
yeah.
You brought that up.
Yeah.
For sure, as a valid point. So
Texas High decided they're going to play Wednesday.
I don't know what decided at the last minute, what made the decision happen that, you know, at the point in time when it did. But
I don't know. So now I can't tell you where I'm going to be tomorrow. I don't know what game I'm going to be doing.
Well,
I just got to have to see what arrangements were on. I'm supposed Billy Lavender and I were driving home. He doesn't have a ride home. I'm his ride home tomorrow night. And we were getting ice cream.
pooped in saying, that party right there.
You know, I love the Leopards, but there's ice cream in the
that
offering
is a party
here.
Party pooper.
You know, there's ice cream in that party, man. Tyler here.
Goodness. Well, I tell you what. I don't know what you're going to do, buddy, but
Clone. I got to clone real
fast.
You got
to figure something out here in the next 12 hours for sure.
I got to come up with some plan that's going to get me through this. Exactly. Well, it won't be 12 hours. It's going to be about an hour and 10 minutes as soon as I get off the air here.
I guess I was being a little lenient, huh? Yeah. A little kind here.
Oh, my God. I may just stay home and say I'm not doing anybody's game tomorrow. Forget it.
But we need it.
No, I'm staying home.
We got to hear something, man.
Do nothing. Anyway, I got a mood now. See, I
know. And I witnessed it all happen. I witnessed your temper tantrum, man. I don't want to call it temper tantrum, but it was valid reasoning. So I give you that much.
Tony Kirk used to love this kind of thing.
I don't like that.
No. He loved me going on agitated.
It's funny because it's not me.
Yeah.
But it's not funny at all because I would hate to be in that situation too. But that's what happens when you're the man.
No, that's what happens
with the name Chuck Zach.
No, that's what happens.
High demand.
No, that's what happens. I'm the only one that was here.
High demand.
Nobody else is. They're all out of town.
Nobody is asking for you know, any of us others out here that do the commentating. They're asking for you, though.
There's our guy, Tyler Huff.
Why you putting me on the spot?
Problem solved. I'm a problem solver, my man.
Nobody's putting us on the spot. I ain't begging for
problem us. Problem solver.
They're not begging for us, man.
By the way, tomorrow's Liberty Auto game will be brought to you by Tyler Huff.
We had to do some negotiating on something.
Yeah.
You know, but hey.
Either way.
I'm here to help you out as much as I can.
Either way. You only have to go to Hooks. I have to go to Tyler.
I ain't far. That's what I thought about it. I ain't far. But, you know. We'll see.
Well, yeah, we'll talk figure all that. We will. We'll figure all that. But you guys out there don't care. I'm just telling you that I'm already agitated to start the show today. So there's that out of the way. We will do this. So the other stuff going on, baseball playoff wise, and now I'm squirrely on all the start dates because DeKalb and Mount Vernon are supposed to be in Paris Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Atlanta, Mineola, and Carthage. Thursday with a doubleheader on Saturday. Redwater and Harmony are going to be in Marshall Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Maud's got their series. They're opening with Como Picton. I think Wace Forga posted his locations today, and I forgot to jot it down. PG and Brownsboro are going to be in Winsboro for two games tomorrow and a third if they need it on Friday. LA Chapel Hill are going to be Hooks. Now tomorrow, and two games on Friday down at Tyler Legacy, and Texas High is going to be in Tyler at Mike Carter.
Mike Carter, yeah.
Yeah, for three games.
Is that not where LE's playing this weekend?
They're at Legacy.
Gotcha. Didn't know there was a different field.
See, and you're about the second person that said that. Yeah. Didn't realize that Legacy has their own.
Me neither.
Their own baseball field, and I believe they're turf, too. Okay, so I think so.
They got some money, I'll tell you that much. I mean, 6A school.
They ain't using them. Oh, they ain't using them fields. I'll tell you that right now.
Waste the money, huh?
A lot of good spots for baseball down in Tyler.
We might need to move some of that turf down.
Open
pick it up and move it while we're down
there. I can't.
There.
Nope. Open fields down in
some
Tyler.
Some ideas out there.
You'll notice places where they're playing these games, by the way.
What do you mean?
Marshall.
Yeah.
Paris.
Right. Turf.
Well, not only turf, but their teams didn't advance.
Fair enough.
You always tell.
Marshall didn't squeak in?
Nope. Nope. Wow. Got bumped.
I knew Paris didn't, obviously, finish fifth or sixth in our district, so.
Yep.
Yeah, I guess you got a valid point there. No playoff teams. Right?
So, you know, here's your weird.
The feeling being used.
Tell me the relationship between this. So we sunk money into our turf fields and our teams don't qualify to play in the playoffs. Oops.
Yes, it's part of that bond that you pass.
That hurts your argument for we need turf where we are.
When you pass that bond, it comes with it.
That's what it is.
That's what it is. Right. We're going to turf the whole athletic complex.
Yeah, whatever. So that's what we got going on this week for everybody else. Well, and again, dates are obviously
fun. This sounds fun. No softball, area softball going on?
No, both PG and Texas High got bumped in the bi-district round.
Gotcha.
Texas High had a weird week with it last week. They got in on a play-in with Pine Tree.
Right, right.
And then had to face a very good, like, top 10 Huntsville team. Ooh. He kind of handed them their lunch the first game. They lost 4-1 the second game. So
ain't bad.
They got knocked out. PG lost to Athens.
Okay.
Three-game series. They lost games 1 and 3.
I know Queen City was in at one point.
Queen City probably still playing. Probably still They're playing. Pretty darn good.
Pretty good, for sure.
Yeah. But the rest of the neighborhood, not so much. Arkansas is about to start baseball's regional tournaments.
Okay.
I was talking to Brandon Wells, who calls the Arkansas stuff. I got to look at this because he said it, and I'm shocked, and I don't know if I believe it. I believe it. I'm dumbfounded. I think he said they play the tournament, the regional tournament, in Harrison, Arkansas. You know where Harrison is?
No.
No.
That's why I'm playing.
Go to Missouri and just backtrack like 30 minutes.
Okay.
We're talking probably 5-hour drive
from Texarkana.
From Texarkana
to get into
Harrison
for a baseball game.
I think it's where softball first, might be.
Okay, gotcha. Woo. That's a little trip.
This is, you know,
then it's not guaranteed, you know.
No.
Stick around.
That's right. You know, so. You make a 5-hour drive.
Exactly.
I've done that before.
Turnaround trip, buddy.
I've done that down to Austin. You go down there for the semifinal, and you go home that afternoon.
It's very possible.
Yeah, that was 10 hours of driving day.
50-50 chance, huh?
Here's the thing, though. And that conversation is, it's the state championship, and you go to Austin.
Right.
And I understand it, but I don't. I get that in Arkansas, host schools get the honor of being able to have the tournament their place.
Right.
But I've done an Arkansas High regional tournament where it took me to just about Missouri and back up 30 minutes, literally. I can't remember the school, but it was literally right.
There, though,
in fact, we had a kid got hurt in the game and had to take him to the hospital in Memphis.
Oh.
That was the closest hospital.
My goodness.
Arkansas makes you crazy about the fact that nothing is centralized unless you're going to Hot Springs or Little Rock
or, you know, even Fayetteville's out there.
Yeah,
you know,
if you're in
from this part of the
state. Well, if you're on the far other side, if you're on the southeastern corner,
it's even worse. So.
It's
really nothing neutral.
No, it feels like someplace the state would have a. And I know you don't want the same school hosting it every time.
Fair.
I get that. But it sure is a massive disadvantage for Arkansas High to have to drive to Harrison to play a softball game when other kids are, you know, within an hour or in their own beds that night getting to play, and you're driving 5 hours plus on a yellow dog.
That's true.
To get up to a softball tournament. That's just.
They need to look into restructuring the Arkansas system.
No.
When basketball all the way around.
When Barry Norton got hired, when he left Texas High and went to Arkansas High, he learned early on the conversation about this is how we do it in Texas didn't go over very well.
Yeah, I see. Because it's totally different.
That didn't work at all.
I get lost when we come to the regional tournaments and the – you know, and then you get the state tournament, and you got to play 3-4 weekends in a row before you actually are crowned the state champion. I don't get it, you know. So
there's a lot of
needs to be some revamping going on.
It's its own thing, and I get it. It just feels like a massive disadvantage if you're not the host school.
Yeah, fair.
And the host school doesn't necessarily have the honor of I'm the number one school in the state I host.
Right.
It's to predetermine
like
your host.
You're picking a random school at that, you know. Yep. So are you really getting the money that you could get as a state, you know, when it comes to athletic funding, because you're not hosting it at a neutrally sited a location to make it fair for people to come. Because if you're hosting it in, like you said, Harrison, Arkansas, I don't know where that is, so I'm not coming at all. But if you're in Little Rock, I have a more likely chance of coming.
But if your kids are playing, you're going.
Absolutely.
They're making their money.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Mamas don't miss. They'll be there.
Fair enough.
Doesn't matter how far the drive is, but it is.
It's crazy.
It's part of what we've been talking about, Marshall and Paris and Carthage and Hooks and 2.5 hours max.
That ain't bad.
2.5 hour max.
That takes that Tyler trip all day.
Going to Harrison.
Yeah.
All right, we got music.
All right.
My rants are over. I did an early rant today.
I'm glad you relaxed now.
Oh, I'm not relaxed. I just got the ranty part out of the way. All right, we'll take a break. It's about 15 minutes after the hour, leaving the yard. Chuck, Zach, Tyler Huff coming at you live this afternoon, leaving the yard on The Fan 107.9 and ESPN 105.9.
Hi, I'm Morgan Fairchild, and I am a lifetime lover of animals. I've rescued every pet I've ever had, so I know firsthand that when you adopt a shelter pet and make them a member of your family, it not only enriches you and your family's lives, but that of your pet's life as well. The champions at American Humane have been helping animals for more than 140 years. Whether certifying the humane treatment of farm animals, rescuing animals caught in disasters, ensuring the safety of animal stars on screen, or protecting our planet's endangered species, they go above and beyond to further their mission and make the world a kinder place for animals. Please consider adopting a shelter pet and supporting American Humane.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life. But you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
This is Leaving the Yard.
Leaving the Yard
with Chuck Zack.
Chuck Zack.
Presented by Liberty ILO ISD and our studio sponsor, Eagle Distributing. On 107.9 The Fan and ESPN 105.9.
Welcome back. About 19 minutes after the hour, leaving the yard. Chuck Zack, Tyler Huff with you today. 903-735-9905 is our phone number. All right, we'll start this NBA playoffs. Oh, no, you got that sigh. Why the sigh, my friend? You got your hoop shirt on today?
Yeah, recruiting.
You're recruiting?
Yes, recruiting.
All right, use that as a Tamu T. Eagles, go Eagles. Ryan Wall, he's the man,
might
all that.
Might send this to some possible guys or something.
Do what?
Might send it to some possible guys.
Yeah, see, you never know. You never.
NIL package or something.
Wow. You guys have moved to the NIL
package?
No,
we haven't. I'm just throwing ideas out there.
That would be helpful.
Might be something we can start. Get some people to help us out sometime.
By the way, before you said NIL, so I'm gonna change gear for just a second.
Right.
Arkansas has had a pretty good week.
Right. They really have.
They
blowing it up.
nail down Adu. What was his first name?
I don't remember his first name either, but
kid that was a center at Tennessee.
Correct.
He has committed
center from Kentucky. I think he's Russian or whatever he is.
Yeah, yeah. They got him a few weeks ago, the big kid.
A couple weeks ago, yeah, for sure.
They got Adu, though, who had been kind of on the fence about where he was going to go. They missed on one kid. They invited a couple of them in this weekend. Mm-hmm. Of course, they got Carter Knox last week. They got a second guy. I had a list sitting on my desk at home. I printed out last night. But Adu, I want to say.
I can tell you.
Yeah, okay. Adu has committed, so he will be. You expect John Calipari's guy in the middle this year, having been second team All-SEC last year for Tennessee. So they got him. They're up to five guys now, I think, on the roster that have signed on since Calipari's been there. Mm-hmm. So not bad. They're hitting on a couple.
Jonas,
I do. So he's coming over. They missed on one kid who decided to go to, I can't remember where, to Kentucky, I think. That was in the offering between Arkansas and Kentucky, and this kid chose to go the other direction. Mm-hmm. So they're having a pretty good signing so far. I say all that because tomorrow's May 1st, and May 1st is the window closing on the transfer portal.
Right.
So what you've got's what you've got right now.
Fair.
The portal will close for a while, and then we'll reopen back up again. Mm-hmm. He's going to have to get to work finding some players.
That's true.
But he's got five now anyway. He can at least field a team.
That's true.
Nobody can get in foul trouble, but you got at least five bodies.
That's true.
So they've had a pretty nice week getting bodies in place, and there are two or three incoming freshmen. There's the one kid that was at Kentucky who was the center. There's the one kid who was at Tennessee who was a big man. So they've got, looks like, two transfers and three guys who have yet to graduate who are about to change your commitment.
Yeah.
So not bad. NBA now. I'll get over that direction.
The Lakers, I knew it was coming. I suspected a sweep, but I made it 4-1, obviously. Plenty of chances in that series.
They should still be playing.
Plenty of chances in that series, not only to longer the series, but to even probably win it yourself 4-1, I think, as well. Or I don't think you'll win it 4-1, but I do think they could have made it longer, clearly. But they had chances to win four of those five games that they didn't win.
That's true.
And last night was just one of those games, too. And I think, you know, the Anthony Davis hurting his shoulder, whatever, the stinger, whatever it might have been, I do think it did play a factor, especially later on in that game, because in that middle frame, that third quarter when it happened or whatever, that's a lot of valuable time of him not being able to score. And they had a lead. They had a 8-point lead, I think, at the max at one point. And if you get him involved in the offense, and that obviously gives you a better chance of scoring, and Denver went on a run, and from that point it was over with after that. You know, it's hard to stop Denver once they get the rolling. And so I think the Lakers had plenty of chances. I told you last week, I don't like some of the decision-making as a coach. They had the 8-point lead last night, like I speak of already. When the Nuggets start going on the run, got it down to, I think, three or four, you have to call a timeout then.
Stop momentum.
You don't wait till the other team gets up 6 points, and then you call a timeout.
Right.
You got to call a timeout while the momentum, like you said, stop the momentum while you are ahead, and that way you can readjust and possibly get back ahead where you were.
Right.
And so I that's just an example of some of the decision-making I've seen from him as a coach, not only in that moment, but throughout the season.
This is his head coaching job, Darvin Ham's first head coaching job.
True, but if that's the case, are you ready for a job like the Lakers?
That's a great question.
You need to be somewhere like Detroit, where they went on a 20-some game losing streak. If we're going to be making decisions like that, Chuck, I'm just saying.
I don't disagree.
I don't think you're a guy fit. Nothing against Darvin Ham. Great player when he was in the league. He was older when I was, you know, younger. But I remember him being a player in the league.
Right.
And he was a physical guy.
Yeah.
Physical, strong guy. Kind of remind me of David West a little bit that played for the Pacers.
That's a good
point. But my point is, that don't mean you're going to be a good coach. Just because you're a good assistant coach doesn't mean you're going to be a good head coach.
You got to learn to be a coach.
That's true. But you go learn in a spot like Detroit, where they lose in 20 games in a row, and you prove yourself that you can handle a job like that before you get thrown in the fire with a job like
that. How do you
prove
yourself for a team that's going to lose 20 in a row?
I mean, you know, Fair point. But at the same time, you go win. That's how you prove it.
Okay.
With lesser pieces. If you can't win with the lesser pieces, how you expect to win with LeBron and AD and then guys that aren't as talented as LeBron and AD?
See, are the Lakers any different than Detroit except LeBron and AD?
No. If you take LeBron and AD off that team,
and put them on Detroit,
same ordeal.
Put those two guys in Detroit.
And they might even win more because they're in the East.
Maybe. You
got a better chance of winning in the East.
So, 39-year-old LeBron James has struggled to get past Denver the last 2 years.
Yeah, they lost a lot of games in a row to him.
They got into the play-in part of the season this year. We're watching Golden State slowly fade away, and I don't know that the Lakers aren't falling right with them.
True.
As we watch this young group coming in the West,
true.
Oklahoma City and Minnesota, Dallas.
Absolutely.
I mean, we're talking about some
facts.
Phoenix faded out fast again.
Sweet.
It felt like we had seen 3 or 4 years ago, Lakers, Warriors, Suns.
Mm-hmm. It's not there anymore.
It's
not
Denver's,
at the top.
Denver's been the fulcrum
in
between.
Absolutely.
Like they were kind of there.
They're a younger team. They're kind of mixed, if you want to say.
Yep.
You know, yeah.
I don't know that if I'm the Lakers upper management, do I not say it's time to shop LeBron and fill back up what I can get? And I'll even go crazy. Can I shop AD too?
That's the piece I'm shipping out if it's me. I'll ship AD because he's on a heavier contract than LeBron, and it's a longer amount of time.
Okay.
LeBron obviously signs 2-year deals or 1-year, 2-year deals.
And what pieces am I going to get back for either one of them? I mean, I figure I'll get something for Anthony Davis.
I'm going to get something off of
Anthony. I'm not going to get hardly anything for LeBron, am I?
And he's on
the way out.
Nobody's
going to give anything
up. There's not guaranteed he's going to play for that team. He might decide to retire.
Sure.
Decide to trade him somewhere that he doesn't want to be a part of.
Right.
And so there's no guarantee there. And you're not, as an organization, going to say, oh, we're going to send you somewhere where you want to go.
I heard somebody say this, I think this morning, that the Lakers aren't a draft and develop organization.
They're not.
Which... They're a star organization.
Right.
But, you know, I think back of when the Lakers were all that. Go back to even 1980s.
The 80s, yep.
They traded and got Jabbar.
Right.
But they drafted Magic.
Kobe.
They drafted Worthy. They drafted Rambis, who wasn't all that. Norm Nixon. They drafted those guys and developed those guys.
Right.
And they had signed. Now, granted, they signed a multiple time MVP.
Right. Absolutely, every time.
But they drafted everything around them.
Correct.
They drafted Kobe, and the group that Kobe was with, Richard Fox, those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what did they grab?
Right,
Shaq.
Yeah,
Vlade Divac.
Correct. Yeah,
they put those
MVP
guys in there.
With them. Correct. Guys
but
like Robert
they
Ory.
Built around guys they had drafted and developed.
True.
Now I'm looking at this organization thinking, when's the last time they developed anybody?
Well, yeah, think about it. They had a spree of number one, number two picks. You had Lonzo Ball. You had D'Angelo Russell the first time around. You drafted him. You had Brandon Ingram, who's now in New Orleans.
Right.
You had there's another guy as well. I can't think of his name. Julius Randle in New York.
In New York.
He was, I think, the first one of your draft picks because he played with Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
Him and D. Russell played with Kobe Bryant, matter of fact. But my point is, so you've had opportunities to build around those pieces, but what you decide to do is trade them off for guys as Anthony Davis.
Right.
Because most of those guys were
– part of that deal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, you let Russell go off and – not Russell, but Randle – go off in free agency or whatever the case may be.
Right.
I think you traded him, then he went as a free agency to New York. But regardless, you shipped all of those pieces that you have to build around, like you say, those young pieces. And those guys now are kind of at the points in their career where if they're together, they could be a team like OKC because they're even older than some of those OKC guys. A lot of those guys are first-year, second-year, third-year guys. And these are 6-7-year guys. And so, I don't know, that's not guaranteeing they're going to win with those guys. But if, like you said, if you add other pieces to the mix with those core groups, with that core group, I think, you know, you have a better chance of winning. But
when LeBron walks, they'll have money.
Yeah, they will.
And they'll go back and dip into free agency.
They will.
And they'll find guys that, you know, are superstars that'll take a huge contract. And they'll keep this track moving. But I'm almost in a place now where feeling like, when LeBron and AD walk away from this thing, and again, they'll replace them with different superstars.
Yeah, somebody, right.
because it's Los Angeles.
Correct.
And they'll wave around a lot of money, and it's one of the two flagship organizations in the league, Boston being the other. But it feels like this is not a team even close to being competitive for a championship. Whether they got through the Nuggets or not, they're not playing with the young legs of any of the three other schools we teams we talked about.
Right, because even as you said, I think Phoenix is a more talented team than the Lakers, and if Phoenix got swept by the Timberwolves, then you know what? If you're the Lakers, I think it's the same kind of ordeal. I don't know what you do if you're the front office of the Lakers in this situation. I do think you got to think about getting rid of Anthony Davis. I hate to say that because I like Anthony Davis. You know, he's a very talented guy when he's available. But that's the problem. He's not available a lot of the times. And this year was probably his most consistent year he's had in a while of being available. But it's not working. You know, you won a championship in the bubble, which is
– I look at that and just shrug.
A lot of people do, which is a problem. And outside of that, you haven't had any really contender years. Last year you went to the Western Conference Finals, but – same ordeal. You get swept by Denver.
But it feels like you're diminishing
You're going
step
worse
by step each year.
Yes,
like you're in the finals, now you're out in the first round.
And it's because they're getting borrowed pieces, trying to put it all together around those two guys, and it's not working.
And those two guys are getting old.
That's true, and it's not going to
work. LeBron's going to be 40 when we have this conversation next year.
No, Bronny is not going to be the fix. So going to draft Bronny is not going to be the fix.
No.
I mean, I don't know what you do.
Well.
I don't know.
You find some. You got to find a third guy.
That's very true.
If you're going to keep those two, you got to find a third scorer. They tried Westbrook. That was a disaster.
That was a bad option.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a break. We're coming back. NBA talk. Crazy. It's craziness.
Ooh, it's real crazy.
Playoffs are here. We're talking NBA. We got to come back and talk about the Mavericks. They got Game 5 tomorrow night. Come back and chew on the Clipper and Mavericks series as well. It's about 29 minutes till top of the hour. Chuck Zach, Tyler Huff. Just hanging out doing what we do.
I'm doing it.
Come right back here on The Fan 107.9, ESPN 105.9.
Put together everything you need for the ultimate backyard barbecue.
We've got a Big Green Egg, gift cards to get meat to grill, and passes to take the family to the water park.
We'll give it all away right before Memorial Day.
Enter by scanning the QR code at one of our live road shows this month or at a sponsor location,
including Metal Mart, Flying Burger, iFurniture, and Texas Freedom.
The ultimate backyard barbecue giveaway is back
from Texarkana's local sports leader,
107.9 The Fan.
Man, I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
For my friend, Luke.
For my mom, Paulette.
And for my mom, Phenia.
For my husband, Helmut. Honor someone you love by learning the warning signs of stroke.
If you see face drooping, arm weakness, or speech difficulty, it's time to call 911.
A stroke can happen to anyone at any age. Be ready to spot a stroke fast.
Learn more from the American Stroke Association at stroke.org.
Now, here's the four states weather forecast
from 107.9 The Fan.
Mostly clear tonight with a low of 64. A slight chance of a shower tomorrow afternoon. Otherwise, sunny, a high of 87. And a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms late tomorrow night with a low of 68. Win a big green egg and more in our Backyard Barbecue giveaway. Enter by scanning the QR code at one of our live road shows or at a participating sponsor.
Leaving the Yard live at 5 Monday through Thursday afternoons. And Leaving the Yard Rewind Tuesday through Friday mornings at 7 on 107.9 The Fan.
All right, we got about 25 minutes till top of the hour. Leaving the Yard, Chuck Zach, Tyler Huff. You're on the Fan, 1079-903-735-9905 is our number. All right, we played around with the Lakers a little bit last segment. Mavericks and Clippers tomorrow night, game 5. 2-2 series.
You see that Camaro?
Yes.
Stuck in the Dallas traffic. It's crazy. Like, what are the odds of that? It's crazy.
Why?
I don't know why.
Why?
This is just society. This type of stuff you see now.
Just why?
But it was neat, though, seeing it.
It was neat. Cool. It was crazy cool. Looking. But
yeah, but I don't know.
I don't get why.
I don't know. I guess you're surprised. Oh, I'm still Luka in traffic. Yeah. But what would you do if you saw Luka in traffic?
I'm driving where I'm going.
You wouldn't wave?
Like
that's
that.
Luka.
I mean, I guess. If you're in
Luka.
Dallas, how many stars you see all the time?
That's true. That's true.
I mean, you know.
I've seen a few in Dallas myself, and I don't even live there.
That's so. This is so weird. I'm not sure. What was it? Pink and orange? Or what color was that car?
It's
pinkish, a multicolored looking mess.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's very flamboyant.
I wonder if it's a wrap. I'm sure it's a wrap. It
probably
can't be
so.
A paint
yeah,
job.
Probably,
it's got to be a
wrap.
If you're Luka Doncic, why do you do that? Why do you decide? Here's
what
a
money
see
does,
me
man.
Car.
Money.
I know, but you.
Did you see the symbol on there?
Oh, I don't. I didn't
Come
see
on,
it that
man.
Close.
The Jordan symbol. We had a Jordan symbol on.
Oh, okay.
That's well, money.
Nike paid for his car
yeah,
for
somebody,
him.
Yeah, Jordan, Nike, somebody paid for it for sure. Yeah,
either way.
He didn't buy it.
I can't even.
It was pretty cool, though.
The Mavs are 2-2 in their series. This is a really good competitive series.
It really is.
Kawhi not playing kind of diminishes it a little bit, but James Harden's had a rejuvenation I did not see. I thought a couple of years ago, he's done. He's one-dimensional. I'm watching James Harden, and with the exception of Kyrie and Luka Doncic, it feels like it's not even close. He's better than Paul George right now, and it's –
He is playing the best basketball on that team. And I think kind of that's what happens when you go to a winning kind of situation and you're in a different environment. I mean, he's from Los Angeles, from that area, California area. Feels comfortable being in that location. He's on a team where, I mean, you're playing with two of the better players in the league when it comes to Kawhi. And then Paul George is still kind of, you know, top-notch. And I know Westbrook is – at least top 50 in the game for sure, probably at this point. Top 100. I give him top 75 or so, probably.
He's a knucklehead.
A knucklehead. I wouldn't take him on my team.
No.
But he brings some athleticism to that team that they need for sure, though.
I can see an off-the-bench 12, 15 minutes.
Facts.
From – he gives you energy.
Facts.
He can do everything on the court. He can rebound. He can shoot. He can
do it all.
Drive.
He can do it all.
But he's just a knucklehead. I watched the other day thinking – it felt like the Clippers were just getting control of that thing, and Westbrook kind of threw the game away on them, which is just what he does.
That's his thing.
Is it
that is his thing.
Who's man on the Clippers?
Terrence Mann.
Terrence Mann, who looked like he's so out of place.
Yeah.
And a few years ago, I thought, this guy's an up-and-comer.
He's pretty good. Yeah, he's pretty good.
I watched him the other night thinking,
yeah.
He looks like he's lost out there.
You're right, because of the mix that he's with.
And that may be. Right, it may be it's be. So veteran
right,
and so
right. That the young
alphas.
Pieces, right, young pieces are not gelling with.
Yeah, I don't know. Kawhi may be the guy that needs to be out there to keep the go-between between the alphas and the and the beta players.
Yeah, he could be a bench guy for sure.
Yeah. But Luka Doncic was terrible from outside.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of talked about the fact that he really needed to be – and this guy had a triple-double.
That's true.
And said, I need to be – I need to help Kyrie more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It feels like the Mavericks should win this series going away. They've been hot coming into the playoffs.
Fair.
They felt like they had a lot of momentum behind them. They see the Clippers, what's his third year, fourth year in a row in the first round?
Second, third, or something like that in a row. It's been a
they know each other so well.
Yeah.
I just, how do you stop James Harden? You know he's only going to his left.
That's all he's
going
to do.
You know he's going to fake you up. You know he's going to his left, and that's all he's got, basically.
They're
going to
step back on you.
Or he's going to step back.
That's it.
They can't stop the guy.
It's hard. It's easier said than done sometimes.
I guess.
It's easier said than done.
Yeah, I watched Luka and think the same way.
Yeah.
How do you not stop this slow plodding, can't jump?
It's true. I've been exposed to situations where you're watching film on guys and you know what guys' specialty are, but it's hard to stop them in that moment, and I don't know why the case is, but that's just how talented some guys are.
I make the argument on Luka, and I'm not doubting talent because obviously the guy is loaded with it, but I make the argument about, and it may be Harden too now, that the game is played at such a fast pace that those two guys play it slower.
That's true.
And I think it's
that's
like
true. They have slower games.
Yeah, and it may be a hard adjustment to think about. I've got to play. I got to notch back.
And there's so many moving pieces around you too, because that's the way basketball is now. Everybody's cut and go other pieces. So I mean, it is hard as a defender when you're on that island by yourself against those guys that are jittery and slower. You know, you don't know which way to move sometimes.
Right. So, or you move.
That's true.
And they had moves.
They're going by you. No, yeah, or they're going by you, one of the two. And so
I don't know if Harden or Doncic, if they go by you, I almost think they move you.
That's true.
And then you.
And that's the thing. When you drive, it's about your strength, too.
Right.
You know, it's about the first step and then your strength of your body. You know, you want to body that person up and get them out the way. And so and those are two of the best at it. And so it's hard to kind of stop a guy with that momentum going that way, for sure.
I don't know there's a stronger guy in the league than Doncic.
Probably not.
He's just a
pound
horse.
For pound, yeah,
he's
probably
just
not.
A horse.
He's a pretty stocky guy, too. He's not the littlest guy in the league.
Do the Mavs win this series?
I say a seven-game series. This is the only series I see going to seven games in the first
round. Really?
I said this maybe to somebody the other day. This is the only series I can see going seven in
I'm
going to
disagree. Cleveland, Orlando.
Well, yeah, but nobody's
neither
watching.
One of them can win.
Nah, neither one of them can win. They're both kind of teams that are borderline good, you know, and borderline being terrible.
It'll be seven games because they can't win on the road.
And it'll be good for TV ratings. We got to keep the money coming somehow.
I don't know about that.
So we got, but I'm just saying, we got some type of money from the Eastern Conference. We got to bring something in, so why not that series?
Boston feels like
the favorite out the East for sure.
You know, losing Jimmy Butler, Miami had zero chance.
That's real true. No chance at
all. There's zero chance. We were talking off the air, Milwaukee losing Giannis and Lillard. Zero
Same
chance.
Ordeal, no chance at all.
Indiana, which is – people are going to sleep on Indiana. I like Indiana. I mean, I'm a Bucks fan, so I don't like what they're doing in Milwaukee.
Right.
But watching them the other day, I don't know that Indiana doesn't have the best chance to knock off Boston.
Fair enough. And Boston yesterday, they lost Porzingis. Which is a big loss, and I don't know what you know they end up saying about him. But last night he got hurt, and Jaylen Brown, I think, or Jason Tatum went down with a little sprained ankle. He kept playing, but you never know what lingering moving forward, you know, that type of injury could you know play a factor with. But I don't know. So Indiana might be the best team in the East to compete with them. I like New York. The only thing about New York for me is they don't have Julius Randle, which is a big piece of that team. But I do think that they are probably the best team built to beat New York because of the style they play
Boston.
With.
Yeah.
Jalen Brunson is a dog.
He is a dog.
And so I think but the only thing that I don't like about them is not having Julius Randle. But now Boston don't have Porzingis, so – you might have a fair matchup there.
Which takes me back to Indiana.
Yeah.
We said Miami's lost Butler. Boston's lost Porzingis.
True.
Milwaukee's lost Giannis and Lillard.
Right.
You start looking at New York's lost. You start looking at these top-end teams, all of them with a pretty significant loss to an injury. Philadelphia, Embiid, you don't know if Embiid's going
to
be healthy
long.
To play or not.
Especially that long.
You start looking at the East. Indiana feels like they're complete and whole and healthy.
Yeah.
And if you've got all your pieces and everybody else around you is missing something, here's a series do you want. Do you want some Oklahoma City, Indiana in the finals?
No.
Minnesota?
No.
And Indiana in the finals?
Who did when it Phoenix and the Bucks a couple years ago, it's similar to that.
Yeah.
I mean, if you take away the star players.
Well, at least you got a little West Coast.
True. But Phoenix, at the same time, it's still a smaller market compared to the Clippers or the Lakers or Golden State. You know, so
but, you know, you had Giannis, and that was a draw.
And that's what I'm saying. The star players that were in that series is what brought the attention to it. But the location destinations of the spots were not the favorite of the fans, for sure.
Ask the average person out there, can name any Indiana Pacer.
I know the All-Star guy, but I can't think of his name.
Haliburton.
Haliburton, that's him,
He's the name me anybody from Oklahoma City.
I can name you five of them.
You can, but nobody else can. That's what I'm saying. Star power gets you eyes.
Right.
Anonymous teams with young talent.
Right, that's true.
That haven't broken through to being household names.
But what else does the state of Oklahoma have? And anywhere in the vicinity of it? Arkansas, no professional teams. Oklahoma, no professional teams except for the Thunder. Kansas, I mean, they're Missouri, huh? The Chiefs.
Yeah,
so
Missouri.
No professional teams.
Right.
There's not any professional teams in the area of Oklahoma City. Just being honest, but the Thunder.
You're gonna count the Sooners?
They're the professional team of that area, if we're being real about it.
We'll take a break. We're coming right back. Last segment next. 15 minutes till top of the hour. Leaving the yard. Chuck, Zach, Tyler Huff on The Fan, 107.9 and ESPN, 105.9.
This Thursday is the National Day of Prayer. You're invited to join fellow Americans as we pray for our community, our nation, and the world from 12 to 1 at the downtown post office. Since George Washington, presidents have asked Americans to pray to God for the nation. If there ever was a time we needed to humble ourselves, thank God, and ask for his help, it's now. I hope to see you this Thursday, 12 to 1 at the downtown post office, rain or shine.
The Bush Guide, cold and smooth survival skills. For a successful stint in the great outdoors, pack accordingly. Place heavy essentials near your spine for stability in rough terrain, with light items near the bottom. Now, you may be wondering, where does the bush light go? In your stomach.
Bush.
Head for the mountains. Enjoy responsibly. Copyright 2023, Anheuser-Busch, Busch Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi there, me again, your radio. I thought what we'd do this time is go to the email bag, answer some of your questions. So our first email comes from Bob. He writes, "Dear Radio, I run a small furniture store in town and I'm looking to grow my business. Do you have any suggestions?" Well, Bob, to be successful, you need to reach out to new customers on an ongoing basis. That's where I come in. Radio reaches around 93% of the population each week, making it a great way to get the word out about your business. And radio delivers results at a fraction of the cost of other media, making it a great investment. Okay, our next email is from Bert. He says, "Dear Radio, I took a young lady out on a first date. After 20 minutes of talking, she went to the ladies' room to powder her nose. It's been 4 months since I've seen her. What do you suggest I do?" Well, Bert, that's a tough one, but I'd consider maybe a woman with a smaller nose.
Find out how Texarkana Media Center can help your business grow with radio. Go to TexarkanaMediaCenter.com for more information on radio advertising.
Since 1966, Robbins Toyota has served the Texarkana area with integrity, honesty, and loyalty. These characteristics define the Robbins Toyota experience. Quality started by Eddie Robbins 57 years ago that continue to this very day with daughter Susan Robbins. Before your next new or pre-owned auto pickup or SUV purchase, check out the complete inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at RobbinsToyota.com or visit the dealership at 6233 Mall Drive, Nash.
High tech, low tech, big or small, high tech signs can do them all. Hi, Russell Sparks here, owner of High Tech Signs, and I'm here to connect your customers to you. Need an electronic message center? We can handle that. Your signs looking dim or need service? We can repair that. Need some vinyl letterings or a banner? We can do that too. So remember, high tech, low tech, big or small, High Tech Signs can do them all.
High Tech Signs, connecting your customers to you. 903-838-8999 or visit hightechsignstxk.com.
You saved my life. You held my hand when I was scared. You helped me say goodbye to my dad. You were an example for me. You gave me strength when I thought I had none left. I couldn't tell you then, but I want to say thank you, all of you, for everything. Thank you to the physicians, nurses, and others working in America's hospitals and health systems. A message from the American Hospital Association, American Medical Association, and American Nurses Association.
keeping you updated on happenings in the Twin Cities.
This is 107.9 The Fan's Community Calendar.
The new Boston FFA will have their 2024 auction Saturday, May 3rd, 6 p.m. at the Pavilion at Trailhead Park, downtown New Boston. Auctioned items like student-built barbecue grills, fire pits, tables, and much more. A $5 barbecue supper is from 5 to 6. All proceeds benefit the new Boston FF students with travel expenses, scholarships, and farm improvements.
Leaving the Yard on 107.9 The Fan and ESPN 105.9
is presented by Liberty ILO ISD and our studio sponsor, Eagle Distributing.
All righty, welcome back. 10 minutes till top of the hour, leaving the yard. It's been a show of grievance today. That's all it is. Off the air, on the air. It's a show of grievances.
This is the first Tuesday back probably for a little minute with baseball being gone. It was worth it.
It was, huh? You're getting your money's worth. Jeez.
I like it.
Uh-huh, whatever. Whatever. Tyler Huff sitting in here today as well. I don't expect we're going to have another show this week, but with the changing stuff going on, I may be back in here on Thursday.
Expect the unexpected.
I initially told everybody yesterday wouldn't be in here on Thursday. I wouldn't be in here at all the rest of this week, but because Ellie has bumped its first game forward to Wednesday, Texas High is Wednesday. Everybody else is they're Friday for games 2 and 3. It looks like Thursday may have opened back up again. I don't know if we can get the clock right to get it all set, but I expect no show Wednesday, possible show Thursday. But don't hold me to that because Paul's going on vacation, I think, for a week. And he may be gone and not get the clock right, so I don't know what's going to happen.
Oh,
but
Lord.
Either way, that's all that.
Oh, Lord.
All right, I hadn't seen you since the draft.
Yeah, we saw each other last Tuesday. Draft was Thursday.
Yeah.
I was totally wrong because
hang on. I want to mark that on the tape. I was totally wrong. All right.
I'll be
using that a lot.
You're going to clip this.
That's right.
I was totally wrong. I'll say it again. Because about a month ago, I told you, there's probably going to be 5-6 quarterbacks taken in the first 3-4 rounds. And I was wrong.
Well, there were 6 quarterbacks taken in the first 3 rounds. It was just in the first 12 picks.
But you asked me about the first round, and I told you the total of 5-6 in the first 3-4 rounds, and I was totally wrong.
What I learned is, I relearned is,
yeah.
I don't believe anything that comes out of anybody in the NFL's mouth.
I don't either, because I did not expect, what was the first 15, 16 picks being offensive picks in the draft before you get a defensive player off the board?
I think it was further than that.
Yeah, it was something. It was some team. I know that much. Yeah. It was a team number, but whatever it was, that's ridiculous. Because I ain't going to say it's ridiculous. I'm not saying that in a bad way, but I'm just saying, like, you hear the mantra, defense wins championships. Let's build a defense, a heart-knocking, whatever, sock-breaking defense, whatever.
Right.
Jaw-breaking and
neck-breaking.
You hear none of that. You see none of that happening.
Well, you know.
Like, nowhere.
So, was this crop of receivers better than we normally see?
Overall?
No, I'm just saying first-round guys.
Me being honest, I only liked a few of the top receivers in the draft, to be honest with you.
All right.
That's just me personally.
The first handful, Neighbors and Harrison. Dunze, those guys.
A couple other guys, but outside of that, no.
Were the crop of offensive linemen better than we normally see? There were some big guys. I was shocked how big these guys are.
I'm neutral on that.
Okay. I think it's a soon-to-be-decided.
It is.
I think that first 20 picks.
I'm going to say yes right now, but I'm neutral on that.
It felt like there were a lot of good offensive linemen.
Right.
Who were big guys who are going to be probably left tackle types.
Correct.
We know the running backs weren't good because we had no first-round running backs.
Not at all.
We had one tight end. Brock Bowers.
Brock Bowers, right from Georgia, yeah.
Quarterbacks, we had 6.
High demand.
We all have talked before, Caleb Williams looks like the deal.
Number one pick, correct. Understood.
The others, until we get to Atlanta, are desperate to get a quarterback. Washington, Minnesota,
Atlanta,
Denver. Not well, and Atlanta's
not really desperate for a quarterback.
Yeah, Atlanta's in a different plane.
It is an unknown
this.
Situation, though.
Yeah,
it is.
It felt like we're up here at the first round. We're up at the top of the round.
Right.
We got these guys here this year. Next year's crop of quarterbacks supposedly not as deep or good as this year's group.
Fair.
So you may be waiting 2 years to find a guy. So I kind of looking at it going, all right, well, I guess I understand this. Maybe. But you're right. Where were the defensive guys? No linebackers made the first round that I'm aware of.
Not that I remember.
It was pass rushing ends.
Correct.
One, I think, defensive tackle.
The guy from Texas.
Murphy.
Yes, correct. Byron Murphy.
And a couple of cornerbacks.
Correct. And the first corner wasn't even a FBS guy.
No. Mitchell from
correct,
the Eagles.
Correct.
So it may have just been this is a year of heavy offense.
I think so, too, but clearly. But is that saying something about football now, though?
Oh, yeah.
That's saying a lot about football in general.
Oh, no question.
That's saying football is turning into a soft sport. I said it.
You got to score. If you can't
of course.
Score, you don't
but
win.
But you know what else you got to do?
What's that?
Stop the other team from
well,
scoring.
I know, but but you know
we
what?
We want to shoot out every game.
You know, you say that, though. Look at Big 12 football.
I love it. I'm a big fan person, clearly. Big 12 person, clearly.
You got to score.
Correct.
The conversation to stop the other guy doesn't seem to matter that much. You just got to score more than maybe.
I don't know. Because we hoped for a defense for years in Norman, Oklahoma.
Yeah. And?
Now we got one in. We don't know what to do.
And are you winning?
We won last year.
Yeah, but I mean, are you winning? Are you in the conversation of the national championship?
Had we not lost two games, we would have been. But that's a story for a different
okay.
day.
Okay. Are you?
No, we're not.
You're not.
We're in the top 15 team in the country, though.
Okay. When sure. your offense was better and your defense wasn't as good, were you in the conversation?
Absolutely.
And I think that's the
thing.
But
what was the problem why we didn't win when we played those teams?
You didn't win because you didn't have as good a defense.
Correct.
But you were in the conversation because your offense was off the charts.
But we're going to be in the conversation because our defense.
I think the NFL's starting to try to look more like that.
I agree. But that's kind of simping the game down.
Well,
we need that's how – neck-breaking defense,
see,
like you said.
You want to go back and be in the 1970s.
I want to see some heads you're being
too,
knocked off.
You're too young to be a 1970s
I mean, it's
guy.
Not even that. I love offense. I'm an offensive guy right. when it comes to football. I love points, love the flashiness, love the spread offense. I don't like that slow, methodical wing tee in pro-style offenses. That's not me. If I'm going to line it up, we're going to spread it out.
Okay.
That's me. All right. But I also like a – thumper defense.
Yeah.
And you're not seeing too many of those.
But, you know, I don't know that they're compatible.
That's true. Nick Saban did it for a little bit, though.
Well, but in the NFL, I think there's a conversation about I tailor my one side to match my other side.
Fair.
So if I'm going to be a thumper defense, my guys are going to be out there and they're going to be physical. But, you know, in practice, my physical defense against a spread offense doesn't really get that work.
Yeah. That's true. Fair enough.
And if I got a thumper offense that just drives the ball and my defense is kind of lightweight, then that doesn't really match. You kind of want a running game, clock management kind of thing with a thumper defense.
I feel you. You got to
manage
the game.
Match of that.
Obviously. I agree. You got to manage the game. But I think you need some pieces at least. Yeah. If not your whole defense. We need some pieces.
You're a D guy.
That
I
give
hear
us
you.
That.
I got gotcha. You.
That head
I
knocking.
Gotcha. Do you like the Atlanta pick of Penix?
I like it, but I questioned it clearly okay. for the same reasons. I mean, you signed Cousins for whatever huge amount, and then you backdoor with a number 8 pick.
Yeah.
But you need a quarterback because there's no guarantee Cousins is going to come in and do what you want.
I didn't like the Cousins contract.
I didn't either. It's not. He's not worth it right
I
now.
I like the Penix pick. And I like the argument that I can't remember who it was who made it. Orlovsky, I think, made it of thinking about it overnight.
Yeah, it was Dan.
Yeah, but he liked the. I get it. When's the next time you're going to be at number 8? If Atlanta's getting better and their division's not so good, you may not be at 8 again for a while to be able to get a top end quarterback. I may be 2 or 3 years. And by that point in time, Kirk Cousins' contract is going to be over, and I'm without a quarterback. I get it. I just don't like he's 24. That's the only part I don't like. He's a little old for me.
Well, suppose with the Raiders going to take him at 9 if they didn't take him, so.
All right, we're out of time. Well, it's good, great seeing you.
You as well, man.
I guess you're hanging around because we got to talk about tomorrow.
I guess so.
Rest of you guys, take care. We'll see you again.
If you missed any of today's show, hear it again tomorrow morning at 7 on 107.9 The Fan. Or on demand anytime at thefan1079.com. KCMC and KTFS Texarkana.